Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Metzi on Daf Nun Tes. We will begin on the last line on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, in the middle of the line with the words Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Begins the Gemara. I'd like to first dedicate the shiur Le'ili Nishmas Yibadol Ben Chaim L'Chaim, my brother Oliver Shalom Harav, David Bar Moshe Grossman Zitzel. In his short life, he was able to complete 4.5 times the Daf Yomi. His yahrzeit is today, Lamed Sivan Aleph de Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Yehi Zichroi Baruch. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We turn to Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. Noyach Loi Lanam is better for a person, Sheyavoy Al Sofik Eishes Ish, that he should have relations with a woman who is a doubtful Eishes Ish, married to another person, va'al yalbin p'nei chaver b'rabim, rather than embarrassing his friend in public. Before we explain this Gemara, a brief introduction. Our sugya today will discuss two of the stories that took place in Tanakh that have to do with the creation of Mashiach Tzidkenu. The four stories all look on the surface as if they are terrible stories, but they are bringing about the ancestry of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And if one studies them in depth with Chazal and with Rishonim, one begins to see that they are not what they appear. First of all, let us see what those four stories are. The first one is Lloyd having a child from his daughter, and the child's name was Moyav. The second story is Yehuda and Tamar, the father-in-law having relations with his daughter-in-law, Tamar. They had twins, Peretz and Zorach. And many generations later from Peretz, as we find at the end of Sefer Rus, there was a great tzaddik, the Shoifet Boyoz. And from Moyav, the first of our four stories, there came out Rus HaMoaviyah. And Rus HaMoaviyah lays at the feet of Boyoz the last night of his life. They have relations. And from that comes out subsequently David. And David is the famous story of David and Bathsheba. And eventually from that comes out Mashiach. Bathsheba was married to Uriah HaChiti, Ashes Uriah HaChiti. So the Chofetz Chaim gives a famous mashal. Why, if Mashiach is coming out from these four stories, do they even give the appearance of being terrible stories full of averis? And the Chofetz Chaim explains that a mashal of someone who had a very precious jewel and he wanted to transport it from one city to another, and on the way there were marauding robbers who would inspect every wagon and steal the contents. So he covered up the jewel with mud and straw, and he figured that when the robbers will come, they will see it's just mud and straw, and they'll let it through, and meanwhile, the jewel, precious jewel, would be transported to the other city. And the nimshal is that that Mashiach is that jewel, and the robber is the satan, because when Mashiach comes, the satan's job will be over, he'll be bottle. And therefore, the Satan is the arch enemy of Mashiach and wants to prevent Mashiach from happening. And what the Rebbe Yishlam does in order for Mashiach to be created, he covers up the stories in Tanakh that bring about eventually Mashiach. He covers them up with dirt and straw. But if someone delves beneath the dirt and straw, he will see the jewel of Mashiach. So each of these four stories require extensive shiurim to explain them properly, which, of course, we don't have time for. But we'll just touch on it, what's negeya to our sugya here. The first story of these four that our Gemara discusses is the story of David and Bathsheba. Just to put it in the right perspective, Bathsheba at this time was 5 or 6 years old. Also, the Gemara tells us, in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav, kol ha'omer David chata, Enoi Elo Toya, which means whoever thinks David did the Avera, as it would appear in Tanakh, of Eishes Ish, is making a mistake. He may have done some Avera. We find that the child that was born from the first child from David Bathsheba, in fact, died, and David eventually is going to say in Tehillim, Chatosi Lefonai Tamid. Rashi here, the top Rashi, it says Bishvil Ishti Zusha Mitchila Chatasiba. There was an Avera, but it's not the Avera of Ashes Ish. The Avera of David was that he was told when he saw this 5 or 6 year old girl, Haloi Zois Basheva. David was already married to 6 women, and he was told that this is Basheva. And he was also told by Nosson HaNavi that Mashiach has not yet been created from the 6 wives that you have had. It's going to come from your 7th wife. And here, this girl's name was Basheva. She, in fact, was his zivug, his 7th zivug. And from her, in fact, Mashiach would come out. The Avera that David did was that he thought that creating Mashiach is more important than anything else in the world. And he took, the Chazal say, he like ate a raw fruit. He took Basheva before the correct time. He should have waited till Uri is out of the picture. Now, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Testament base tells us, as Rashi brings it down here on the 4th line of Rashi, that kol hayoytzei l'melchemes beis David get krisis kaisiv le'ishtoi. Whoever went out to battle, there was a takana of the Bezdin of that time, that whoever would go out to battle would write a get to his wife. There are those who learn that it was a total get. There was just a commitment from the person, that the Megaresh, the husband, if he would come back from battle, there was a commitment that he would remarry the wife that he had given a divorce to. The reason for the divorce was that in case he got lost and we don't know what happened to him, that his wife should not remain an aguna. David thought that building Mashiach is more important than the commitment that Uriah had to remarry Basheva. And that's why he took Basheva before Uriah was totally out of the picture. However, Rashi here in the Sugya does not learn like that. By the way, we see from this that a commitment to someone on a Bein Aram L'Chaveira level is more important than bringing Mashiach. There was a commitment from Uriah to remarry Basheva. David should have honored that commitment and waited till Uriah died and was out of the picture. That was his chet according to that pshat. Rashi here learns differently. Rashi learns on the 5th line of Rashi. Rashi says almanas. It was conditional. A divorce was given conditional. If the Uriah would have returned from battle, then there would be no divorce. However, if Uriah would fail to return from battle, as he eventually did, then retroactively, the get would be a good get. So, therefore, David, when he had relations with Basheva, at that moment, that's what our Gemara calls, she was a suffic Ashes Ish. It was only later, when Uriah died in battle, and he didn't come back from battle, that retroactively, he was already divorced from her at the time that David had relations with Basheva. But at the time that David had relations with Basheva, she was still in the getter of a suffic Ashes Ish. That's how Rashi learns our sugya. So let us now go into the Gemara. How do we know this? Because Rava made a drasha. The Dorish Rava, my dechsev, that's which it says in Tehillim. Uvitzali, some chuvenesafu, korvuloidamu, we'll learn first the pashupshat, and then we'll learn how Rava made a drasha. The pashupshat is, uvitzali, as I limped, my enemies, some who they were happy when I suffer, they gathered together to see me limp. Koru, they tore at me. Veloy damu, they would not be silenced. That's the Pashup shot. However, Rava is darshaning differently. Says Rashi, what's the pshat in Rava? Uvitzali means the first top line of Rashi, vayiven esatzela, that Chava was made from the side of Adam Harishon. So that's the word Sali, referring to Ishti, my wife. They were happy about my wife and they gathered together. They tore at me. Veloidamu means they didn't give me any blood. Not like the Parshat Pshat is, they weren't silenced, but there was no blood left. What's Pshat? Says Rava. Amr Davil Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbani Shalom. Goli V'yadu Lufanecha. She'im Hoyim Akarim B'sari, if they would have tore at my flesh, Lo'i Hoya Dami Shais L'Arts, my blood would not have flown to the ground. I had no blood left. Because they embarrassed me so much, as we learned in yesterday's sugya, that when somebody embarrasses another person, the blood rushes to his face, then it He becomes flush with red blood, but then it vanishes. It becomes white. Malbin p'nei chaver b'rabim. You're making lovin. You're making his face white. So David was saying, they embarrassed me until I had no blood left. V'loyoid, you know to what extent they went with being mevayish me about the incident of Bathsheba. Ela afilu b'shoa she'oiskim b'negoam v'orlois. Even at the time when they were busy with the hardest sugyas in Shas, Dinim of Tumah V'Taharah, Negoam is about the Negat Saras, and all this is about when a mace is in a oel, very complicated halachas. Tosfos speaks out in the second Tosfos, V'loy Oid, what David meant to say is, certainly they would make fun of me, embarrass me when they were doing nothing. But even when they were learning Torah, and they were busy in productive learning of Torah, at that time they still embarrassed me. Tosfos brings down another girsa here, B'shoa she'oiskim b'arboa mises bezdin. Even at the time when they're dealing with arboa mises bezdin, they still would ridicule me. The Marshal points out that really the main word over here is negoyim. And there's an irony here. David HaMelech was saying, even when they're learning the Goyim, and why does a person get a Neged Saras? Because he speaks Lashon Hara, that's the Oynish Lashon Hara. So you would have thought that at such a moment, they would be aware that this is not the time to make fun of David. Even at that same time, that didn't prevent them from making fun of David HaMelech. What would they say? Oymrim Li, they would say to me, says David. David, by the way, David is David HaMelech. And they treat him with disrespect. David, Haboel Eishes Ish, Misasi Bamer, what is the Einish for someone who has relations with a married woman? And as they were mocking David at that time of learning the Goyim V'Olos, V'ani Oymer Lehem, and I would say to them, Misasi B'Chenek, the Mis of someone who's with an Eishes Ish is Chenek. But even such a person who would have relations with a Vadai Eishes Ish, and he would get Chenek, not like David, who was a Suffolk Eishes Ish, which retroactively at the time when he lived with her, she was not married. But even someone with a Vadai Eishes Ish, but v'yesh l'chelik l'olam haba, he's going to get a chelik in olam haba. Avah amal b'nes p'nei chaver b'rabim, what you're doing to me, you're embarrassing me. Ein l'chelik olam haba, such a person has no chelik l'olam haba. So this is what our Gemara started with today, on the top of the Yomid, noyech l'olam sheyavi al-safik eishes ish, v'al yabim p'nei chaver b'rabim, because that's much worse to embarrass somebody in public. Continues the Gemara according to the Girsa and the Masoras HaShas on the side. Omer Marzutra Bartuvya Omer Rav, the Amri Law Omer Rav Chana Bar Bizet Omer Rav Shimon Chasida, the Amri Law, and some say it was Omer Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Mishum Rashbi, another famous Chazal, which we find also in the Gemara in Saita. Noyach Loy La Adam, Sheyapel Atzma Lekivshin Aish, Val Yavim Pnei Chaver Barab. It is better for a person to throw himself into a furnace of fire, and he should not embarrass his fellow friend in public. Minolei, from where do we know this? This is the second of the four stories that led up to Mashiach. This is Mitamar. Dichsiv, he mutzas, she is being taken out to be burnt. Vehi sholcha al chamea, and she sent to her father-in-law. The background of this pasuk is the story of Yehuda and Tamar, briefly, that Tamar was married to Yehuda's oldest son, Er, and then Er died. He did an aveir and he died. Then she was married to Oinon and Oinon died. And then she should have married, because of the mitzvah of Yibn, she should have married the third son of Yehuda, which was Shelah. But Yehuda was afraid of the inyan of Katlonis, that perhaps she is a woman. Whoever marries her will die. And maybe even two times by two husbands who died, he was afraid that the third husband, Shelah, would die as well. So he didn't give Shelah over to Tamar. And as the Mephorshim explained, the Ramban tells us that really what Yehuda did with Tamar was the mitzvah of Yibam. Because Koda Matan Torah, the mitzvah of Yibam was not only from a brother to a brother if the deceased brother had no children, as was the case with Erva Onan, but even a father-in-law to a daughter-in-law. So really they were doing the mitzvah of Yibam. But Tamar was an Eishes Chacham, and she realized, and this is where you see the depths, I think you see it by this story more than any of the other stories, that something that on the surface looked, as we said in the Mashal of the Chavetz Chaim, like dirt and mud, in reality, it's an unbelievable story, because Tamar, as an Eishes Chachama, realized that if she and Yehuda are supposed to be Zocha, to have Mashiach come out from them, you have to do something very worthy to have Mashiach come out from you. So therefore, she understood that the only way that they'll be zoicher to have Mashiach come out of them, if they're both oymed bin nisayin. So what she did was, she dressed up like a zona. Yehuda's going on the way, he sees her, of course, he sees a zona, he turns away from her, but then the pasuk says, vayefen ala, he turned to her, the Medrash explains that a malach told the Yehuda, don't go away from this place where there's gedula gonna come out of here. Yehuda doesn't understand, he goes to this woman, and in other words, he was doing the mitzvah of Yibim without realizing that he was doing the mitzvah of Yibim. The din is that Yibim is a kinyan even without kavana, even if the person doesn't realize that he's doing it. So he was actually doing the mitzvah of Yibim. She became pregnant. Yehuda Paskin, that his daughter-in-law, who, even though she wasn't married to anyone at the time, who became pregnant, he thought she became pregnant from someone else. He says she's chayav to be burnt. And the Rishonim explain why she deserved the penalty of Sreifa. But, and as she's being taken out, he had given her security for having relations with her, as security for a payment for having relations with her. And she sent with a messenger, whoever owns these personal effects, the stick and the signet, the chasima, and whoever owns this, this is the father of the child. So she, if Yehuda would not have admitted it, she was ready to die by being burnt. That's where we learn out our din over here, Noich Lola Adam, She Yapal Atzma L'Tachiv Shneishval, Yalbim Pnech V'Yavaram. She could have said, Yehuda is the one. And Yehuda's Nisayan was that he could have kept quiet. She would have gone to death. Nobody would have known that he's the father. No, Yehuda said, Tzatka, she's innocent. Vimeni, I'm the one. So people would say, what? What do you mean you're the one? What happened? You didn't know that you're the father? What's going on here? Oh, she was a Zayna. She looked like a Zayna. What are you going to a Zayna? A Malach told me to go there. So a Malach, he would be embarrassed till he explained that a Malach told him to go there. Till he explained that it was really the mitzvah of Yibam. So it would be much easier for him to just let her die. She was Oymed bin Nisayin, she's ready to go to death and not embarrass him. He's Oymed bin Nisayin that he admitted the truth, even though he suffered embarrassment from it. That's why there was Zoycha to have Mashiach come out of them. So that's what we learn out. Now, the Tosfos in Soita on Daf Yud Amud Beis asks a kasha. If Noach lo la'adam she'apal atzma tarkiv sh'al yabnech v'rabim, that means you have to give up your life. If so, why do we say there's only three averas? That it's Yarek v'al-yaver, avodah zarah, shvichas damim, and gilui arayis. There's a fourth one. Don't embarrass someone. Tosfos says that the three that we count are the ones that are written mefurish in the Torah. This is not written explicitly in the Torah, so that's why it's not counted. It comes out from Tosfos that really there's four things, but we're only counting three which are written mefurish. The Rabbeinu Yonah de Shari Tshuva says that it is one of the three. What does that mean? Because it's abizraya de shvichas dam. Just like we have, there are certain things that are not mamish avodah zarah, but they have connection to avodah zarah, and that's why they are usher, and a person has to be moser nefesh for them. So too here, since we learned in yesterday's Gemara, that whoever is mevayeh somebody barabim is ke'ilu shayfech damim, his blood rushes to his face, then it becomes white. It's like you're taking his life away from him. So it comes out that this is a piece of, it's abizraya de shvichas damim, and shvichas dam is Yarek Vayavar. So it comes out both according to Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yoina that ain't a chanami, it's Yarek Vayavar. If somebody says, I'll kill you unless you embarrass someone, the person has to let himself get killed. However, the Torah Tumima says a pshat, which is not like these Rishonim, and he says, no, his opinion is, Noyach Loyla Adam. Noyach Loyla Adam means there's no chiyav, it's better. It's a better thing if a person's on a higher level, that's what he should do, give up his life rather than embarrass. But there is no chiv of Yarek Vayavar. The Torah Tumima also brings a very fascinating pshat from the Baal HaTurim, who quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid said, and we find this in the Navi as well, that there was a custom that they would take a woman who was a zona, and they would brand on her forehead the word zona, that she's a harlot. And for the rest of her life, she would be embarrassed walking out on her forehead would say the word Zona. And that's, and the Torah Tmimah says, where does Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid get such a thing? It says in the Chumash that Yehuda said, take her out to be burnt. So the Torah Tmimah says, wherever else the Torah gave a Oynish of Sreifa, for example, a Bas Koyin, that was Mizana, the dinner she gets burnt, the Torah says she should be burnt Ba'esh. Here, when Yehuda says that she should be taken out, it just says, Tisaref. It doesn't say the word Ba'esh. So from there says the Torah Tmimah that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was Medayik, that it wasn't Mamish that she got burnt, but rather it was to brand her forehead that she is a Zona. Ask the Torah Tmimah, if so, how does our Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, learn? According to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, she never was going to be thrown into a fire to be burnt. So where do we learn it from? Says the Torah Tmimah, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid understands our Gemara, that a woman who's a tzedekis, who never had any shaychus with znus in her life, for her to have on her forehead for the rest of her life that she's a zona, that's a bigger punishment than being thrown into a kifshin ha'esh. A woman would rather die in the kifshin ha'esh than be branded for the rest of her life as a zayna. So if she was ready to be branded, if Yehuda wouldn't have admitted, she would have let herself be branded on her forehead, zona, for the rest of her life. So certainly she would have gone into a fire as well. So from there we learn out that it's better to go into a fire than to embarrass someone in public. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Chinana, Bered Rav Idi, Maidich Siv, that which is written. We learned in yesterday's daf that there's two psukim. One pasuk is that Loisarnu es achiv, you shouldn't do Oinos Momoin to your brother. But here, when this pasuk, the Gemara learned in yesterday's stuff, is speaking about Oinos Dvorim, here it uses a different word, Amisoi. Why didn't it use the same word as Achiv? So we learn that it means Am She'itcha B'tar V'mitzvahs. That Oinos Dvorim, hurting someone's feelings with words, is different than Oinos Momoin. Oinos Momoin is also to do to any Jew. However, Oinos Dvorim is only Am She'itcha B'tar V'mitzvahs. That's what it means. As Rashi explains, Am Itoi. It's the nation that is with you together. It has to be someone who's Shomer Torah Mitzvah like you. Comes out that a Yid who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, there is no prohibition of Oinos Dvorim. The Ritva has an interesting girsa here. Am Isoi, Am She'itcha Zu Ishtecha. That's the nation that's with you means that's your wife. What does it mean further? That b'tayr of a mitzvah, because your wife is, as the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, honey, nashi b'may kazachi. What are women zachat olam haba for? The Gemara says because they help their husbands. They wait for the husbands to come home from the yeshiva from learning, so they are a partner together with their husbands, and therefore you should not hurt them with words. A wife is an equal partner with the husband. If she facilitates that her husband can learn and do mitzvahs, she gets equal schar. There's a famous pshat, the last mishnah in Mishnayos, Masech Uktzin, says, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hanchil l'chol tzaddik v'tzaddik shai olamos. Hashem is going to give every tzaddik 310 worlds. So the Gemforshim asks, why does it say tzaddik v'tzaddik twice? And what's the number 310? And the Mephorshim answer that there are 613 mitzvahs, plus 7 mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, makes 620. If a wife helps her husband to do Torah mitzvahs, so she's an equal partner with him, and she shares half of the 620 mitzvahs, Memela, she gets 310. That's called tzaddik v'tzaddik. The man gets 310 worlds, and the woman gets half. She gets 310 worlds as well. So therefore, according to Ritva, it's speaking about specifically your wife, and that fits in very well with the very next Gemara. Omer Rav, says Rav, lo'olam yehi adam zor b'nos ishtoi. A person should be very careful with hurting the feelings of his wife, because since a wife, and the Mephorshim say a wife is only the prime example, but really it should be with any woman, since a woman is moved to tears more quickly than a man, Rashi explains, the peronius, the punishment of hurting her with words is immediate, because it's going to lead to her tears, and as we're going to see Rashi says at Amud Beis that Oinoz Dvorim, even by a man, causes him to cry, and certainly by a woman, and we're going to learn in the sugya today that Shari Demois Loi Ninalu, that the even though Shari Tfil are Ninalu, Bismanazeh, but Shari Demois are Loi Ninalu, they're open, and Hashem listens to someone who's in pain, and he's crying. And Chas v'Shalom, the punishment for that will come very quickly. Why does it say lo'oilam? So the Mefarshim say, because even if somebody has a wife and the wife is mitzar to person, still he should not get back at his wife and cause a noz dvorim. And it's interesting that the Gemara tells us in Yevamah, Staf Samach Gimel, that Rav's wife used to chepa him. Rav's wife used to be mitzayer him, and yet Rav is the Baal Memra over here who says, lo'olam yadam zor bo nos ishto, because Chas v'Shalom, the Peronis can come quickly because she's moved to tears. Amar Rav Lazar, miyom shnechem beis ha-miglish, from the day the beis ha-miglish was destroyed, nin alu shari tefillah, the gates of tefillah were closed. The Meiri explains it doesn't mean they're totally closed, but it means you got to knock. As we say in Davening on Yom Kippur, HaPaseich Shar L'doif Gebes Teshuva. You got to knock and knock. Sometimes you got to knock louder and louder. It's not so easy for the Tfilis to get through the gates, but it is possible. But it's not like it was in the time when the Beis Mikdash was here. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Gam Ki Ezek, when I would cry, Vashaveh, and I would plead, Sosam Tfilosi, my Tfilah has been stifled. V'afal Pishashar Tfilah Ninalu, even though the gates of Tfilah have been closed, Shari Demoras Loi Ninalu, but the gates of tears are open, they're not closed. Shenemar, Shimo Tfilasi Hashem. This is a bakasha, as Rashi explains. Please, Hashem, listen to my tefillah. V'shavasi, my outcry hazina. Listen to my outcry. El demasi, to my tears. Al techra. So this could be a bakasha as well, but it could also be a declarative statement. I know, Hashem, I have betochen, that to my tears you will not be deaf. Because Sharei Demois is loin ninalu. V'omer Rav, kol ha'holich batzas ishtu, whoever goes after the eights of his wife, noifu begehenim, will fall into Gehenim. Shenema, rak loy hoya ka'achav, and Rashi brings the end of the pasuk, asher hissisa oisa izevel ishtoi. There was no one like Achav whose wife Izevel incited him to do ra, and he listened to his wife when he shouldn't have, and that's why he and she together received the punishments that they received. Amar le Rapapa Labai. So Rapapa had a kasha on this, and he asked the Tabai. V'amri inshi, people say, it's if your wife is gutza, she's short, gochin, bend down, v'tilchashla, and whisper to her and ask her for her advice, that you should listen to your wife. So should you or should you not? So the answer is, sometimes yes, and sometimes not. Le kasha. In worldly matters, mundane matters, don't listen. It has to do with something in the house, decorating of the house, she is the final authority on that. Lishnachron, another pshat. If it's something to do with ruchnias, so there the husband is more knowledgeable, and therefore he can listen to his wife, but he should decide himself what's the correct course of action. If it's mundane matters, yes, he should bend down and listen to his wife. All the gates of Tzvil are closed. Chutz Mishar Reinoa. If someone was hurt, his feelings were hurt by someone else, as we explained before, since Oinoa, as Rashi says on Amud Beis, in Divri Amaschal, in the middle of the Amud, Chutz Mishar Reinoa, Lefi, Shetzar Halevhi, because Oinoa causes pain in the heart, V'korov Lahorid Demois, and the person is very close to crying, and since Shari Demois Aloy Ninalu, as we just learned, so Memela Hashem is going to punish the person because he's going to hear the tefillah of a person who's crying because he was hurt Oinoas Dvorim by someone else. Shenemar, where do we see this in the pasuk? Hinei Hashem nitzav al choymas onach. Hashem is sitting on a wall that was made with a plumb line. A plumb line is used. There's on a string. There is a plumb line made out of lead, and that is very straight. And that's how a wall is made straight. So Hashem is not behind the wall or behind the gate of the Shari Tfilah, which are closed. He's on the wall. Ubiyadai Anach. And in his hand, there is a plumb line. What this is coming to explain is that Hashem is straight
And he has it in his hand, as Rashi later in the sugya says, that it means that he has it right next to him. Shehi tomid etzloy mishamishbo. He has it in his hand, right next to him, and he's going to mete out justice and straightness if somebody was suffered through someone else of a nos dvor. Amar Rav Elazar, called nifra b'dei shliach. Everyone is punished through a shliach. So if it's punished through a shliach, it can take time till a person gets punished. And maybe he could do tshuva in between, and the punishment won't come. But chutz mayno, if he was hurt by words, that's Hashem himself is going to punish. And what it's trying to say is that the punishment will happen quickly. Shenemar ubiyodei onach, as Rashi just spoke out, that he has it in his hand and he uses it and it's right in his hand ready to use. There are three who the curtain is not closed. Bifneim, in front of them. What it means is that other Averas, there is a curtain between Hashem and the Tzvah Shemayim, which means again that perhaps the person won't get the Oynish, he won't get it right away. But here, the curtain is not closed, which means Hashem is focusing. He looks through the curtain, and he sees the person who hurts other people with words, or who steals from them, or who serves Avodah Zarah. How do we know these three Averas? Or you know the Siv B'yari Anach, that he has in his hand the plumb line. And the word Anach also has to do with the word Oynoa. Gezel d'chsev chamas v'shoyd yishama bo. In Yerushalayim was heard plunder and spoil. Al ponai tamid. It's on the face of Hashem constantly. Avodah Zarah d'chsev ha'amam machasim. I see the people who are making me angry with Avodah Zarah. Al ponai tamid. That's right in front of me. And as those three averes, Hashem is focused on to punish right away. Amar Rav Yehuda. Lo ilam yei adam zar b'tfuah b'tach beis. A person should be very careful concerning food in his house. She'aim arivim b'tzu b'tach beis shalotam. Fighting does not take place in a person's house. El al iske tfuah. The main thing is parnasa. If a person doesn't have food to put on the table, that brings machlaikish. Shenamar. Hasam givulech shalom. As Rashi says, Amosai, Rashi's girsa was, when is there in your borders shalom? Chelav chitam yasbi'eich. If Hashem satiates you with the cream of wheat and you have food on your table, then you'll have shalom. Chas shalom, if not, there'll be machlokes. Amar Rav Papa, behind the Armenian, that's what people say. Kimishalom. Sorry, when the barley finishes, mikada, from the container, nakishvasi tigger bevesa, that's when there's the knocking of quarrel in a person's house. Rashi has a pshat, he says, vanishamati, just like a hollow keli that has nothing in it. If somebody bangs on it, so the sound reverberates, there's an echo from that empty container, that's how quarrel, machloikis, reverberates and echoes through a house that doesn't have food on the table. A person should be careful about tfuah in his house. That the Kal Yisrael was not called poor. El al iske tfuah. Only because of tfuah. Shenemar. V'hoya im zara Yisrael. If the Jews would plant, so the Midianim over there in Shaiftim would come and plunder. Uksiv. V'yachnu aleim. Midian would come and destroy the crops. Uksiv. V'yidal Yisrael. Mo'od b'bnei Midian. And Yisrael became poorer in front because of what Midian did. So we see the word dal refers to here where the Klal Yisrael didn't have food because of what the Midianim did. The Mesaris HaShah says on the side, the girsa is Omer Rab Chalbe, not Ve'omer. Omer Rab Chalbe, lo'ayom yadam zar b'chvoid ishtoi. A person should be very careful in the covet of his wife. She'ein bracha mitzvah b'tach b'esha lo'adam el b'shvil ishtoi. Bracha is not found in a person's house only because of his wife. She'nemar. U'lavram heite b'avurah. Paroi did good to Avram because of Sarah. So even though this is speaking about Paroi, but since it doesn't say in the Pasuk that it is Paroi, even though the context of the Pesukim before that, it meant Paroi, but the Gemara here interprets it that it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good to Avram because of Sarah's wife. Rava, who lived in the town of Mechuza, said to his fellow Luntzite, he said to the people of Mechuza, Akiru l'neshach, give honor to your wives, Kehecha, in order that if you will give proper covet, you will become rich. And now we are going to begin one of the most famous stories in Shas. And this whole next Amid, which tells us the story,
is all because this story has to do at the end with Oinoas Dvorim. We're in the sugya of Oinoas Dvorim. Tanan Hossam. We learned over there in a mission in Caleb. And let's give a brief hagdama that Kli Chera, something that is a earthenware that was put into a kiln, that it was fired up in a kiln, so that has a din of Kli Cheres, and a Sheretz is metame inside the Kli Cheres. However, if it was not baked in an oven, then that Keli is a Kli Adam, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Rashi here tells us, the last Rashi in the Amid, that their Tanurim were made like big pots, which had the mouth of the pot on top, and they used to put it into a kiln, into a furnace, and then they would take it and cement it onto a ground or onto a piece of wood, and they would plaster it, they would insulate it with plasters to keep in the heat. Now, the particular oven that is known here as Tanur Shalachnoi, the tanur of the coiled snake, what was this kind of tanur? This was made out of sections. Let's begin the Mishnah. Chatchu chulyas, there were cut sections of kli cheres, v'nosan cho ben chulu chulya, and between each section they put sand. So the question is, do I look at the kli cheres sections and consider it a kli cheres that's mekabel tumah, or do I look at the unbaked sand cement in between that was not baked, that was uniting the different sections, and look at the whole keli as an earthenware keli, not kli cheres, and therefore kli adam, and it was not mekabel tumah. That's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. And this is Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar matar. Rabbi Elazar says it considered the whole keli like the sand, and it's kli adam and not mekabel tumah. Chachamim matam, and they hold it's the din of kli cheres. It is mekabel tumah. V'zehu tanur shalachnoi. This is the tanur as we turn to daf nun tesam abeis. The tanur of the coiled snake. Tosa says that yesh gorsim here chachnoi, and so we find in Yerushalmi could be because it has the name of a snake, or he says maybe the owner of the tanur used to be called a chochon, and that's why it's taner shel chachnoi. But the girsa we have here in the Bavli is shel achnoi. My achnoi, what does achnoi mean? Amar Rav Yudom Shmuel, sheikifu dvorm ka'achno zu v'timeo. The chachomim argued against Rav Elazar, like this snake. A snake coils its tail around until the tail comes close to its mouth, and they surrounded Rav Elazar's shita, who said it's tohar, with many questions, and they made it tummy. Tana, we learned in a brisa. Ba'oisayim that day, heishiv Rabbi Elazar called Chuvishir Ba'olam. Rabbi Elazar gave all answers to all their questions. V'loy kiblu emenu, they did not accept his psak. And really, as we're going to see, the halacha, really, the emes, not the halacha, the emes is like Rabbi Elazar. He was right. It has a din of kli adama. It's not mekabel tumah. But the halacha is not like the emes here. The halach is like the roiv, like the chachamim, that it has a din of a kli cheres, it is mekabel tumah. Amar lahem, Rabbi Elazar said to the chachamim, im halach kemoise, if the halach is like michruv zeyachich, this carob tree should prove that I am right. And what happened? Hashem made a miracle, and neker chruv mekoimoi. The carob tree traveled from its place, mea amma, 100 amma, vamrulon, some say, arba mea samma, 400 amma. Amruloi, Amavin Rai and a Khruv. You're bringing me a Rai from a miracle? We don't bring a Rai from a Khruv. No proof. Chazav Ramalem Rabbi Elazar said to them again, Im Allah Kamoisi, Amasamaim Yechichu, this stream, this canal of water should prove I'm right. Chazav Ramasamaim Lacharayim. So the canal of water went backwards, upstream. Amruloi, Amavin Rai Amasamaim. That miracle, we don't bring a Rai from that. We're still right, you're wrong. Chazav Amalem, im Allah Kamoisi, Kais the Beis HaMedrash Yechichu. Let the walls of the Beis HaMedrash prove that I'm right. And what happened? He too, Kais the Beis HaMedrash Lipo. So the walls of Beis HaMedrash began to fall. Gor ben Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was on the opposing side, got angry at the walls. Amalem, he said to the walls, im Tamidi Chacham, and that's Zeb Alocha. If we are fighting, we're disputing what the correct Allah
halacha is, atematifchem, what's your business? You're mishing a rhyme in our machlokes. You're getting involved in our argument. So the walls did not fall down because of the covered Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua protested they shouldn't fall down. But they didn't become straight because Rabbi Lazar had summoned them that they should fall down. So they remained like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And they're still crooked and standing in its place, wherever this is. The Gemara, at the time the Gemara was written, they were still able to be seen that they were leaning. Then he told them, let Hashem from Shemayim prove that I am right against you. Yotza Baskol v'amra Baskol came out and said, a Baskol is like a faint. It's the Mephoshim explained that it's like a daughter whose feminine is weaker than a male, so it doesn't have the koyach of nevuah. But there was a sound min a Shemayim va'omra, an echo of a sound va'omra. Ma lochem etzar Reb Lazer. What are you mixing with Reb Lazer? Shalacha k'mayitz b'chol makom. The halacha is like Reb Lazer all over. So Hashem, when others were saying, Reb Lazer is right, this Tanner is Tor. Omid Rabbi Shua Raglav, Rabbi Shua got up on his feet, Vomar. Loi Bashamayim hi. The Pasuk says in Devorim, Perek Lamed, that Torah, once it was given at Har Sinai, is no longer, the Psak does not come from heaven. My Loi Bashamayim hi, what does it mean it's not in heaven? Om Rabbi Yirmiyah Shekhar, Nitna Torah Mar Sinai, Torah has already been given from Har Sinai. Ein Onu Mashgichim Baskol. Now Torah has to be decided by Bezdin, by Bnei Adam. We mortals do not anymore listen to a Baskol. Shekvar Kosva Bar Sinai, Bar Torah, it's already written on our Sinai in the Torah, Achre Rabim Lahatois, that you have to go after a majority, and we do not accept Reb Lazer's opinion that it's Torah, we accept that it is Tameh. Ashkechei Reb Nosson Eliyo, Reb Nosson Fan Eliyo Anovi. Omelei, my Ovid Kutchabrich B'Shaita. What did Hashem do at that moment when Rabbi Yeshua said, Loi B'Shemayimi, and we don't listen to a Baskoil? Omelei, Eliyo answered, Kachayach, he was laughing. The Omer and Hashem said, Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. My children have vanquished me, they have vanquished me. So the Mephoshim explained why specifically it was a water, a stream, and a charuv, and the Kaiser Beis HaMedrash. There's various pshatim why that was used. But what I want to focus in is the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says, first of all, why is it say here twice Nitzchuni Bonai and Nitzchuni Bonai? Because really, Rabbi Eliezer was marshaling two different kind of proofs. One was a nes, the three miracles that happened with the Cheruv and the stream and the Kosle Beis HaMedrash, and the other was the Baskol Min HaShemayim. And in each instance, the Rabbeinu Shalom said that my children have won over me, they have won over me, means they didn't listen to the Nisim, and they didn't listen to the Baskol. Now, what does it mean, in fact, that they won over HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean? So the Ran and the Ramban and the Chinuch, they all go in the same Mahalach. The Ben Yoyada goes in the same Mahalach. And we will say over what the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tov Tzadik Vav. The Mitzvah of Shaloi Lahamrois Api Bezdin HaGadol Sheyamdu Yisrael. That no individual has a right to go against the Bezdin HaGadol. So the reason of the Mitzvah, says the Chinuch, is that the Torah should not be Kekama Torahs. There shouldn't be many Torahs. Since we know Ein Do Yaseh in Shavuos, every person thinks differently. If we're going to go after each individual's person's thinking, and you're not going to go after a majority, then the Torah will split up into many Torahs. Therefore, says the Chinuch, that's the pshat here in this Gemara. The pshat in this Gemara is that really the MS was like Rav Elazar. Hashem says Nitzchuni means that that MS was vanquished, and I'm willing to do it because my children are right. Achrei Rabim Lahatois, which makes the Torah always one, that the minority has to buckle under to the rule of the majority, that is such an important principle, that the Torah should be one Torah, that it's even worth it, even if sometimes the halacha, like the majority, will be the wrong one. It won't be emes. The emes is like Reb Lazer. But that principle of Achrei Rabim Lahatois is more powerful, and it trumps the concept of MS in halacha, because we have to have one Torah. And that's where Hashem set it up, that if the Rabbim will not see, they weren't Yoyrid L'Soyv Datoy, Shel Reb Lazer Ben Hyrcanus, they didn't understand his profundity, So the halacha comes out to be like the Rabban. That's how the Chinuch learns over here in the Tzchuni Ban and the Tzchuni. The Ben Yoyada says that there was a necessity at this point in time, or at some point in time, that the Chazal should show that even if Hashem brings Nisim, and even if Hashem gives out a bus coil, but if it's going against the majority, the Roiv wins. And through that, for all generations, there will be a precedent that we go after a majority no matter what. No matter if there's miracles, no matter if there's a bus coil, we go after a majority to make one Torah. Now, Tosfos over here, the second Tosfos, Lo Bishmaimi, brings a Gemara in Yevam and Stuff Yedalet, where the Gemara says over there, the halacha, Amachloik is Beishamim Beisil, the halacha is like Beisil, because a Basko went out and said that Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim Beishamim Beisil, but the halacha Beisil, lasid love in halacha will be maybe like Beishamai, but in Olam Hazeh, halacha is like Beisil. So, and one side of the Gemara there is, it's debatable, but one side is we listen to the bas kol. So Tosfos says, how does that fit in with our Gemara that we don't listen to a bas kol? So Tosfos says that that's not a problem. Here we didn't listen to a bas kol because the bas kol went against the rov. But over there, Fakeret, Beis Hillel was the rov. So the bas kol was on the side of the rov. The only question is that Beis Shammai is mechadad de tvei. Beis Shammai is sharper than Beis Hillel. The question is, do I go after a minority that's sharp, or do I go after Beis Hillel, which is a majority but is not as sharp as the minority? And on that, the bas kol said that no, you go after the achri rabim lahatois. That's the first way that Tosfos says. The second pshat that Tosfos says is that over there, the bas kol came out on its own volition and said that halacha is Beis Hillel, so we go after a bas kol. Here, the bas kol only came out as the covet of Rab Lozer. So there, we don't go after the bas kol. Rab Lozer summoned the bas kol. The bas kol didn't come out by itself. And then Tosfos points out that the Gemara later over there in Yevama says that no, the sugi is going like Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua holds ein mashgichim b'bas kol. Where is that Rabbi Yeshua in all of Shas? Right over here in Bava Metzia, Nun Tesamid Beis. The only place we find Rabbi Yeshua saying that you don't listen to bas kol. So Tosfos is bothered by the question that if so, what's your raya from Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about a case where it goes against a roiv. How do you know in general that you don't listen to a bas kol? For example, like the Gemara wants to say over there where the bas kol we wouldn't listen to, even if it's going like Beis Hillel, which is the roiv. So what do you bring me a raya from Rabbi Yeshua here? He's speaking about where it's against the roiv. Tosfos answers that ein echanami, our case here is where it's against the roiv, but the lushan of Rabbi Yeshua was emphatic. So because he used such emphatic lashon, it would seem that Rabbi Yeshua holds that it doesn't matter where, whether it's against the roiv, with the roiv, doesn't matter, across the board, loy b'shemayimi, ein mashgichim b'basko. Now the Gemara tells us some interesting things that happened on that day. Omru, they said, oysa yom that day when Rab Lozer, when Rabbi Yeshua and the majority went against Rab Lozer, hey, viu called Tar Shatir Rab Lozer. So now there were cases with that Taner Shel Achinoi where Sheretz went in and there was food items in the Taner and Rab Lozer, they came to Rab Lozer, he said it's Tor. The Sheretz wasn't Matama. It's a Kli Adam, it's not Matama. And the Chacham said it's Tame. The Sorfim Be'esh, they took all the Taharas that were, Rab Lozer was Matar, and they burnt it in fire. The Nimnu Alav, they voted. Ubarchu, they put him in Nidui. We have a rule, Menadin Al-Kovet Arav. And here, Rab Lozer, who was adamant and stuck to his position against the Roiv, he warranted to be put into Nidui because of the covet of the Rabbim over here. The Omru, and they said, Mi Yelech Yodeh, who will go to Rab Elazar and tell him that he has been put into Nidui? Omru Lam Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, Ani Yelech, I will go. Shema Yelech Adam Sheena Hagen, perhaps a person will go who's not proper, Vi Yodeh, and will tell Rab Elazar, V'nim Tzemachav is Kol Adam Kulei. And he won't tell Rab Elazar in the right way, and Rab Elazar will be offended, and Hashem will, Hashem, destroy the world because of the covet of Rab Elazar who was offended. Ma Asa, Rabbi Kiva, what did Rabbi Kiva do? Love Ashkarim, he put on black clothing. Venisatif Shkarim, and he wrapped himself in black clothing. The Yashav Lufanav, and he sat in front of Rab Lozer, Berichuk Arba Amos, 4 Amos away from him. Amar Loi Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, ma yomi yomayim, why is today different than other days that you're sitting more than four amas away from me? Amar Loi. So Rabbi Akiva responded, Rabbi, kemedumali, it seems to me, shechaveirim bedilim emcha, that your friends are separating themselves from you. In other words, Rabbi Akiva was saying, not that you're in cheirim, but he was putting it, he wore black, he wrapped himself in black. He's saying, we are in cheirim like from you. So in a very diplomatic way, he was telling Rabbi Lezer to get the hint that you're in cheirim, but he put it in a very mild manner that we are separated, chaveirim, we are separated from you. When he chopped, he understood what happened. So Afu Kora Begadav, he tore his clothing, the Cholitz Menolov, and he took off his shoes. And Rashi says that's the din when somebody's menuda that he has to do that. Tosfos says, why didn't the Gemara it cut in the bring a raya from this story that that's what a menuda has to do? And the Gemara doesn't bring it as a raya. The Gemara has a question over there. Tosfos says maybe here he just did it be tsar ba'alma. There was no chiyuv. Tosfos might cut and answers. Maybe he had the same suffix as the Gemara over there and he was just being machmir. But anyway, this is what he did. Vinishmat, he slipped down from his chair. The Yashua Gabi Karak, he sat on the floor, Zolguin of the boys, his eyes started flowing tears. A third of the world's olives got destroyed. A third of the world's wheat got destroyed. And a third of the wheat's barley got destroyed. Some say, even dough, in the hands of a woman, it's spoiled. Tana. Ach gadol hoya, that's our gear. So Rashi explains there was a big blow. And on the side, the Masoras Shas says, af. There was a big anger on that day. Why? Wherever Rabbi Lezer looked at, got burnt. Rabbi Gamaliel was the Nasi, and it was under Rabbi Gamaliel's watch that Rabbi Lezer was put into Cherem. It was coming in a boat. A gale, a large wave came to drown his boat. Omar. He said, Kimadumali, I think, Shane Zel Bishul Rav Lezer ben Hurkis, why is this happening? Only because of Rav Lezer ben Hurkis that under my watch he was put into cherem. Ahmed al Raglev, he got up on his feet for Omar and he said, Rabbanu Shaloylev, Golev Yidul Fanacha, it is revealed to you, Shaloylech Vaidi Asisi, I didn't do all this for my honor. Veloylech Vaid Beis Abba Asisi, I didn't do it for the honor of my father's house. Elech Vaidcha, for your covet Hashem. Shalayir Bu Machlais Bishol, as the Chinuch said before, there should be one Torah. We can't go with everybody's opinion. We have to go after the majority. There shouldn't be machlokes b'Yisrael. Noch hayom izafoy. So from the raging anger, the sea quieted down after they heard the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Ima Shalom. This woman called Ima Shalom, the visa de Rabbi Lazar. She was the wife of Rabbi Lazar. Achse de Rabbi Gamliel. She was also the wife of Rabbi Gamliel. And she was afraid that her brother, Rabbi Gamliel, would get killed. Here's where this whole Daf Amud comes in because of Ainoas Dvor, because of how Rav Elazar had been hurt by this whole story. So, Me'ahu Ma'isav Eilach, Loi Haveshafkele, L'Rav Elazar L'Mepel Al Ape. She didn't let her husband, Rav Elazar, do Tachnun after Shemayna Esrei. From here, the Aruch HaShulchan says how powerful Tachnun is. The Ritva asked the question, how she was with her husband a whole day. Maybe when she wasn't looking, he said Tachnun. So the Ritva answers, when does Tachnun have this powerful feeling that the ability, Mamish, that somebody could die? As we'll see, Gamliel died because she slipped up one time. It's only if you don't speak after Shemayna Esrei till Tachnun. If you speak in between Shemayna Esrei and Tachnun, it doesn't have the same effect. So what she did every day, apparently davened at home, or maybe she distracted him from the base of Medrash, she would talk to him. She would make sure that he would talk between Shemayna Esrei and Tachnun. Hahu Yoima, that day, Reish Yarcha, it was Rosh Chodesh. Just like today, we're saying the daf on Rosh Chodesh. The Ichlif law, she made a mistake, Bein Molei L'Chosser. She thought that it was a chaser. She thought that the last month had only 29 days and Rosh Chodesh was lamed. And really, it was a mole. The last month was 30 days, and the Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st day. So she thought it was Rosh Chodesh's no tachlin. The Marsha says, you see from this Gemara, that they didn't have our minig. Because our minig is like this month of Tammuz. We have the 30th day of Sivan today, and tomorrow is the first day of Tammuz. Both days are Rosh Chodesh. Both days we don't say tachlin. That's our minig. Their minig, apparently, says the Marsha, was that if it was a chaser, Rosh Chodesh was the 30th, you didn't say tachlin on that day. And if it was a mole, the last month was 30 days, you didn't say tachlin on the 31st day. So she thought today was Rosh Chodesh because it was a chaser, and really it was a mole. So they didn't say tachlin tomorrow, but today they still said tachlin. Today, the 30th day, they did say tachlin. Ikki the Amri Sam say, Asa Inya, a poor man came, Vakoya Bov, he came by the door, he stood by the door, Afika Le Rifta, she took out bread, Ashkecha say, then when she turned around, she found the Nafal Anpe, he fell on his face. In other words, either way, either she made a mistake with Rosh Chodesh, or because of the Ani, she got distracted, she turned around, oh, what does she see? That her husband, it did Nefilas Apayim, and she had not interrupted him according to the Ritva. Amra Lei, she said to her husband, come, get up. Katlus Lachi, you're killing my brother. Adahachi, while this was going on, Nafik Shippur Mibesh Rabbi Gamliel, an announcement came out from the house of Rabbi Gamliel, the Shachiv, that he had died. Oh my law, Rabbi Lozer said to his wife, Mino Yadid, how did you know that he's gonna die? Amro Lei, she said to her husband, Kach Mekubulani, Mibesh Avi Abba, this is my Misora, because Rashi and Tosfos both say that she was from the house of the Nesiim. The Nesiim came from David. This is my Kabbalah from David HaMelech, Kol HaSharim Ninolim. All the gates are closed of Tfilah, Chutz Mishari Noah. Here's the Rashi, Divrei HaMaskil, Chutz Mishari Noah, Lefi Shetzara Levi, Vekarv Laharadav Mois. That if you hurt somebody, certainly a woman, but even a man, if it could cause a person who gets hurt by his feelings by somebody else, he is led to tears. And Shari Tfilah is Ninal, but Shari Dimois Loin Ninalu. So Memela, Hashem responds to someone who's crying because of the pain. So because you, my husband, Rab Lozer, you had pain from this whole incident, so as a result, as soon, that the one time that I messed up, and I didn't talk to you between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnun, and you fell Tachnun, that caused that my brother, Ram Gamliel, would die. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan have learned, Hamanes Ager, somebody causes, I know it's the worm to a ger, Oiver Bishlesh Lavin, he's over on three Lavin. Valoich, say somebody oppresses him, Rashi says you force him to pay money if he borrowed from you. You're pressuring him to pay you, which you're not allowed to. Others say it means, Rashi and Chumash says you stole from the ger, the Ravid says that it means you forced labor on the ger, but from the Pashtus of our Gemara, Mashma over here, that we're speaking about that you pressured him, as Rashi says, to pay a loan. If you do that, Oiver Bishnaim, Oiver and two Livim. Frag the Gemara, Maishna Ma'ana. Why is Einos Dvorim different? Dichsive Shleish Lavin, that you said there were three Lavin. What are the three Lavin? The ger lo sona. Don't cause him bad with words. And then it says, and that's the pasuk that we said yesterday, Shir, that it's speaking about Ribbis Dvorim. And Amisai, Vigar, Bechal Amisai, Agar is part of Amisai. So Mele is three love and I know it's warm to Agar. But Leichzai Namish Leisha. Why do you say Leichzai is only two? Leichzai has three also, Xivi. What is it? Veleisilchatzen, which is speaking about Agar. Vigar Leisilchatz, Veleisil Le Kenesha. Don't press him. Here you see this Gemara speaking about pressing him to pay a loan. Vigar, Bechal, Agar is part of that. So there's also three. Why do you say two? Ella, Echadzev, Echadzev, Bishloisha, you're right, both have three. Tanya, we learned the Bryce, Rabbi Lezer, go to Limer. Mivneimah, his ira Torah, Balaman, Vav, Mekhaimus. Why did the Torah warn against hurting a ger and loving a ger in 36 places? Amrullah and some say, Bemem, Vav, Mekhaimus, Beger, 46 places concerning a ger. Mivneisha, Suri, Ra, his inclination is bad, which means he comes from a bad background. And if he's not going to be lovingly accepted by the Jewish people, he's going to go back to what he was used to, the life experiences that he had before he became a ger. My desiv, that which it says in the pasuk, a ger loisayinu, loisayinu, don't oppress a ger and don't have a nostrum against the ger. Why? Ki ger me yisim eretz mitzvah. Mitzrayim, what does that have to do with oppressing a ger? Tanina, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa is the correct girsa. Rav Nashneimer, Mum Shebechal, Tarm Lechavach. What the Torah is saying is, some problem that you have yourself, don't say about your friend. In other words, you know what it was to be a ger, because you were a ger in Mitzrayim, so don't hurt the other person by something that you yourself have experienced. Behind the dimension, that's what people say. The Zakiv Leiskifa, Bidi Yutke. If someone was hung in a person's family, if he got hung up, he shouldn't say to his friend, Zakiv Binisu, he shouldn't tell his Evid or his friend, go hang up this fish, because it's a bizoyin for you if you, in your family, somebody was killed by hanging, so you shouldn't use that word hanging, because that's mum shebecha, al toimer lechavrach.